ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the topic of building a relationship with the Quran al-Kareem, and we were talking about the issue of adl and ihsan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. And as I said, all the ayat relating to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat relating to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us as people, orders relating to our dealings with others, can be collected under the framework of the ayah which we hear in every Jummah, Inna Allaha Ya'muru Bil Adli Wal Ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you to be just, to practice justice, and then to do more than that. Al Ihsan, which is compassion, which is excellence, which is doing more than that. Now see the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu in ordering us to do justice and then following it up by saying, and do ihsan. Why must you say do ihsan when you have already said do justice? Justice should be enough, because that is the thing which is for which you are accountable. Obviously do not be unjust, but you have done justice, alhamdulillah. Why ihsan? Ihsan because this is what we call in engineering a safety margin. Safety margin. For example, if you are building a bridge and this bridge is supposed to take a certain amount of traffic, you make a certain calculation and you say that at one time, supposing while this traffic is going and there is a traffic jam, and you suddenly have this bridge which is completely now filled with cars or trucks, right? So what is the maximum load? So if you say that if it has only trucks, so you have fully loaded 16 wheelers, each one has maybe 50 tons or something. Maybe there are 10 trucks, so there's 500 tons. So we say the bridge must have a carrying capacity of 500 tons, that is required. But when the engineers build the bridge, they will probably build the bridge with a carrying capacity of 5,000 tons, not 500 tons. Because if it's 500 tons, then we don't know metal fatigue, this, that, something in the RCC. There is always a chance of the bridge collapsing. But you put a safety factor, 5,000 tons. There is no way that 5,000 tons is ever going to come on that bridge. Which means it's a completely safe bridge. The requirement is only 500. But when you are doing 5,000 tons, you are automatically meeting the requirement and going above that, which gives you a safety margin. This is what ihsan does. Ihsan is the safety margin for adl. The one who is doing adl, alhamdulillah, he or she may be doing adl. But there is a chance that sometimes this adl might break. Might not be there. With your best intention and so on, you might try, but you might fail. But the one who is focused on ihsan, there is no way that he is not going to do adl, because he is focused on more than adl. So if he is focusing on ihsan, adl automatically happens. Right? For example, to give you some more examples, take the issue of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is fard in the salawat? The fard salawat, whatever the number of rakat. So 2 rakat in Fajr and 4 rakat in Zuhr and so on. But somebody who is focused on ihsan, he will say, no, I will pray the fard, but I will also make sure I pray all the sunan, and then I will pray 2 rakat of nafil. So now this person is going to pray, say in Zuhr, he is going to pray 4 rakat of sunnah, then he will pray 4 rakat of fard, and then he will pray 2 rakat of sunnah, then he prays 2 rakat of nafil. Now if he is doing this, automatically his fard in any case is over, plus because he is praying 2 rakat of nafil, even his sunnah muakkada is definitely over. So he is safe. But whereas somebody who is just praying fard, maybe one day he misses the sunnah muakkada, maybe he leaves it and so on, so now he puts himself into another problem. Whereas someone who is focused on that. So similarly, for example, somebody, I know how much of zakat is due for me. So for the year, this much is due. But I say, no, zakat is fine, alhamdulillah, I have to pay zakat. But I think I want to give more in charity than this, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of total amount, instead of 2.5%, I say I'm going to give 5%, I'm going to give 10%. 10% is not further on me, only 2.5% is further on me. But because I'm paying 10%, that 2.5% is definitely done. There's no way, you know, even if the calculation wasn't exactly correct and so on, I have paid that 2.5% with a safety margin. And that safety margin is ihsan, number one. Number two, ihsan in business terms is what we call customer delight. So a customer needs something, you give him what he needs, he's happy. He's satisfied because he got what he needed. He did not get what he needed, you have a dissatisfied customer. So obviously that's, we are not looking at that. So we say here is a customer who was supposed to get something, he got it, he's happy. But a customer who gets more than what he wants, more than what he needs. So he expected something, but he ended up getting much more than that. Now that is called customer delight. And this is what ihsan does. Ihsan gives you customer delight. I was in Jeddah once, and I was coming back to Hyderabad. And that night there was a dinner. I was invited to a dinner with one of the vice presidents of IDB, Islamic Development Bank. So I went to a perfume shop. I wanted to buy some perfume for my father. He liked various kinds of attar. And so I went there and I also thought, let me get something for my friend to whose house I'm going. So when I walked into the shop, I asked the man, I said, do you have the perfume of the Kiswa of the Kaaba? You know, the cover of the Kaaba. So the man said, the perfume of the Kiswa of the Kaaba is not one perfume. He said, that is a combination of several, 2, 3, 4 different kinds of perfumes. So we don't have that as a product. And then he told me, you know, he says, all very expensive perfumes, so on, they all mix them together. So I said, anyway, he doesn't have it, no problem. So then I went and I picked whichever perfume I wanted. I think I had 2 or 3 bottles of perfume. I picked them, I brought them to the counter. Said, how much? He told me the money. I paid for it. And as I paid for it, the man gives me my perfumes. Then he gives me another bottle. I said, what is this? He said, this is the perfume of the Kiswa of the Kaaba. So I said, you told me you don't have it. He said, no, I don't have it. But since you wanted it, I made for you. So I said, how much for this? He said, well, Allah. He said, this is hadiah for you. Now this is a random perfume seller in Jeddah. I am some random guy who turned up there. It's not as if he's doing it because he sees a potential customer. I please this guy once, he's going to come back 10 million times and he will buy 20 tons of perfume from me. Nothing. This is ihsan. Now, this happened years ago. I still remember the story. I've told this story in many places to illustrate the meaning of generosity, to illustrate the meaning of ihsan. I don't know the man's name. If you tell me, if you take me to Jeddah and say, where is the shop? I can't find it. So seriously, I mean, this is the meaning of ihsan. Ihsan is to do more than what is required. Now take this and apply it in our lives. Take husband and wife relationships. Why do they break? Because both parties are focused on what are my rights. Yeah, people come and ask me, please tell my husband, what are my rights? So, very good. I'll tell you, husband, what are your rights? Husband comes and says, please tell my wife, what are my rights? See, you have rights, I agree, but you also have duties, no? So I tell people, I said, forget about your rights. Do your duties, because you will be questioned about duties, not about rights. And if you do your duties with ihsan, rights automatically get taken care of. Plus you get some more goodwill in the process. So husband and wife relationships, you take parent and child relationships, you take your relationship with your employer-employee relationship. Ihsan, more than what is required. You got one guy here, you all know him, Muzaffar, who is my driver. And he does the khidmat of the masjid. Right? Whatever salary he gets and so on is a different issue. But 24 hours throughout the year, You don't have to tell him one single thing. He comes on his own. I have seen he comes when he is sick. He's got fever and stuff. I sometimes have to shout, I say, why are you here? I said, go home. He said, no, I have to do some vacuum. Thoda karne ka tha, woh baj gaya mere kaam. Kal Juma hai. This is Ehsan. No, but you never have to tell him one single thing. When I go on leave, when I'm traveling and all that, he's officially on leave. He gets full salary for that period. He need not come at all. He can sit in his house and he can earn his salary. Every single day he's here. That is the meaning of Ehsan. So you can see Ehsan, I was as a driver. Collect stories. He has a driver. He's been working for Ahmad for 11 years. Now I think 12 years, because that was about a year. 12 years. In 12 years, that guy took one day leave. And ask me, why did he take that one day leave? Because his mother died. I mean, there is this internal, sense of excellence in their job. And I'm giving you specific examples of people who do jobs which may Allah protect us. We consider them to be menial, there's no such thing as menial. One day a driver doesn't come, you understand exactly how menial that job is. But the point is that no matter what kind of position you are in, no matter what kind of situation you are in, if you are focused on this issue of Ihsan, I must do my job absolutely the best that I can do. If there is a failure, if there is some lack of quality, it's not because I did not do enough. It's just because that is how much I can do. I mean, I did absolutely my best. Maybe in some cases, despite that, there is some, some lacuna, some deficiency which is left. But not because I did not try enough, not because I was lazy, no. Absolutely the number one. That thing must be the absolute best that you can possibly do. We went to Assam. We have Ajmal Foundation who do a lot of work. Saeed is here. People who went with me, they are here. Hyderabad is here. We went to their hospital. And a Muslim charitable hospital. What is your immediate picture in your mind? But when we go there, quite literally, I told them that, you feel like falling sick to come here. That hospital is so nice. Absolutely beautiful. Cleanliness like you won't believe. And this is in the middle of the boondocks, Hojai, a place called Hojai in Assam. But people who are focused on doing that work, absolutely top quality. This is the issue of Al-Ihsan. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you to do adl and then do ihsan. The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is full of stories about ihsan. I mean, many of them you have heard. I don't want to take too much of your time as far as Fajr reminders are concerned. We'll keep them within the time framework. But just read the seerah. It's the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a life of ihsan. Adal was not even a question because he was so focused on ihsan that adal automatically happens. I mean, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do adal, who would do adal? If he did not establish justice, who would establish justice? We are looking at ihsan, looking at something even more than justice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be people who are focused on ihsan. I want to close with the example the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave as far as ihsan is concerned. The famous hadith Jibreel, which we have heard so many times, we know the hadith. When Jibreel alayhi sallam asked him, what is ihsan? What did he say? He said to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see him. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. And he says, even if you cannot see him, you know that he sees you. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing that he sees you is adl. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if Allah cannot see you is injustice. I mean, so if somebody is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this feeling that Allah is watching me, this is adl. But al-ihsan is beyond this. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Allah. And it was the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked for examples, he would always give examples of salah, because salah is the head of the matter. If that is correct, rest of life is correct. So he gave the example of salah, but the example is not restricted to salah. The example is to be applied in everything. So I do business as if I am seeing Allah. I deal with my customer as if I am seeing Allah. I deal with my family as if I am seeing Allah. I deal with all my affairs. I drive my car. Everything. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is before me and I am seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means, obviously, how will I do this? I will do this absolutely to the best of my ability. There is no way I am going to shortcut something or do something, because Allah is in front of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. I am seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So, absolutely top quality work, whichever work it is. That is the meaning of Ihsan. And as I said, obviously, customer delight, meaning that if Muslims are focused like this, believe me, the world will fall in love with you. This is what used to be our situation. May Allah protect us. We have gone far away. Because we have not, forget about Ihsan, we do not even do Adal, we have fallen into injustice. We do all kinds of things which, it's an absolute tragedy. But the point is, we went there, we can come back. So we need to come back. The idea of saying this is not for us to, throw mud on our face and say, oh, we are so bad, we are so bad. No. So become good. Who stops you? Stop doing that. Whatever stuff you are doing which you know you should not be, just stop it. Don't do it from tomorrow morning, from this morning. And do what you know you should do. This is not rocket science. Everyone knows, believe me. I mean, the people who are doing stuff, we know. We know we should not curse. We know we should not tell lies. We know we should commit, keep to our commitments. You know, if you tell somebody, I will come at a particular time, you have to come. I mean, what lesson do you want in that? So let's just start doing it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to live our lives according to how He has ordered us to do. Bil adl wal ihsan, inshaAllah. Bismillah ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq, tomorrow some more. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.